be a little bit of give and take, even with the amount of seats that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael got in the last general election. You know, they still needed more numbers. I think myself that is a positive way that they're going with the group of regional independents and some others. I do think the people in the last general election, you know, I think they voted for this, and I think that that's the government that's been put in place.
With Marion Harkin being involved in the talks, Eamon Scanlon from Fianna Fáil and Frank Feehan from Fine Gael, there'll be a lot of interest as well to see if any ministerial, super junior ministerial positions or indeed junior ministry roles will be handed out to any of those TDs.
Well, I think that's what's important right now for this region and certainly for Sligo Leitrim. I think it's important that we are at that cabinet table. You know, this region has its ministries, and you know that it has good ministries as well, because we're talking about projects like the N17, we're talking about the bypass of Carrick and Shannon. There's a lot of things that we need at this side of the country, simple things, and then there's bigger projects, but we do need to be at that table, and we need to have a representation at that table, and we need that, and we need to have those ministerial positions there and those there at that cabinet table that are going to fight for what this region needs.
And your sense is, Councillor Taylor, that Fianna Fáil members will vote to accept the terms of the new programme for government at the weekend?
I think they will. Again, I'm not preempting what others will do. I certainly, on a personal level, you know, I haven't had anybody, you know, come to me that have taken any issue so far with what's going on. But again, this is only news that we're hearing. We're not just so sure of how things are going to go yet. We don't know where all the positions are going to go. If you know, what we're led to believe is that, you know, there might be four or five junior ministries going to the independents and a super junior, or maybe two, which is quite a lot. But again, as I say, it's all hearsay at the moment, and we don't really know what's going to happen yet. What we want now is we want a government in place, and we want a government that's going to work,